Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, 641, Tommy Tucker, talking to Carlton Dufresne a couple of minutes ago. Causeway is now open, fully open in both directions at this time on Thursday morning. We normally talk to Mike Strain, and sometimes things just work out because we wanted to talk to him anyway. Mike Strain, the Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike? How'd you do with the storm?
Man, I think we're doing better, you know, than we had first anticipated. We'll know more. We'll have another meeting of GOSEP, Governor's Office of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness, at 10:30 a.m. We've had those each day as we are preparing. And so Governor Landry, you know, has stood everything up. We have, you know, our emergency fuel systems in place, getting fuel to where it's going to be needed. And as this storm, it's been a strange storm. It kept moving on us, and I'm glad most of it now is through. We'll be looking at Cane Country. I'll be doing overflights today as well as down on the ground, you know, taking a look at what's going on. But for everyone right now, there's still a lot of flooding. So please, everybody's got to be careful down power lines and be very careful right now as we are re-energizing. And a lot of there's going to be debris. And, of course, one of the concerns was, you know, all the dead trees, you know, in the region from the drought, you know, and then secondary beetle infection, how that's going to play into effect. So now is the time that we're going to be doing analyzing what's going on. We're going into recovery phase. Everything is mobilized. The governor will be doing overflights and with his team and the Blackhawks today after our general meeting, and I'll be in fixed wings. So what we're telling everyone is, one, all of our farmers, as always, keep very good records of what's going on, but be very careful out there. One of the things that we know is that these storms displace wildlife. It displaces alligators. It displaces snakes. You know, so be very careful in what you're doing. And we're hoping for some sunshine later today. Jay Grimes, my good friend, our state climatologist, said we could maybe expect some sunshine, and we need that. The sugar cane is going to need some sunshine. You know, that storm came in, you know, in and around, you know, Dulac. It had 96-mile-an-hour winds. Thibodeau, you know, up to 63, and gust maybe up to 70. And, you know, Cocodrie, 93 miles an hour. So it came up through cane country. And what it does, it will, the word is lodging. It'll lodge that cane and push it down. But the good news is, if we can get some good sunshine, that cane will start rising back up, literally. Yes, indeed. That is an amazing plant. It will rise back up and towards the sky. You know, it'll start growing up. And then as we harvest, we can get some good weather. The machinery we have today is designed where it can harvest that cane that's been pushed down like that. So that's good. But we need some sunshine. We need some good weather. And the other part, we were extremely worried about it going through north by east Louisiana, central Louisiana, northeast Louisiana, the original track, which would have went through where we have soybeans and cotton. The soybeans are drying down, and so it would have put excess moisture on, and the cotton, the bolls were opening up, and which would have been very detrimental. And it looks like on the current track, a lot of that part of the area was spared, you know, because it jogged over, you know, it came through, you know, basically it came through Orleans and went up into Mississippi, and we're going to get some rain, but not what we could have gotten, and some sunshine. So, you know, hopefully that we haven't had any loss of life. I know everyone's sheltered in place, and I want to commend everyone for really stepping up, doing their part, and making a system work. And it's always important when there's been a transition of people in public office. so that they can keep the continuity for these emergency times.
Mike, what you just told me, you teach me something every time you come on, is amazing, because I got a text last night and I thought about you saying a sugar cane was flattened, and I thought that was disastrous. So you're telling me when the sun comes out, if you were to put a camera on this and watch a time-lapsed view of this video, that sugar cane's going to rise and stand up again?
Yes, over a period of a couple of weeks. It will grow back up. Now, it takes a little bit of energy out of that plant. Now, sugarcane is an amazing plant, and so it's not totally lost. It'll knock down the sugar a little bit, but it will start coming back up, growing back up to the point where these new cane cutters, which is an amazing thing, can actually harvest that cane. It takes a little more time. It's a little bit slower, but we need some dry. We need that soil to dry up, but we'll be down in St. Mary and in Thibodaux. And all those areas, we'll have some good eyes on that cane.
That's some good news. Thank you, Mike. Travel safely. Good talking to you as always. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. 6:46, we'll take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service with Entergy Louisiana, get an update from her. Tommy Tucker, the continuation of the coverage of the aftermath of Francine continues here on WWL. 6:50, 10 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, continuing our coverage of the aftermath of Francine. Michelle Berg joins us now, Vice President of Customer Service with Entergy Louisiana. Good morning, Michelle. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, Tommy. Appreciate you having us on this morning.
Thank you. I know you had a long night, and I know you've been busy. First of all, just to establish turf, tell people what Entergy Louisiana, your customers are aware, not Orleans Parish, correct?
Yeah, so I mean, I certainly can give a quick overview of the outages that we have right now and what we're doing to respond to those outages and restore service to all of our customers across the state. So right now we've got about 290,000 Entergy Louisiana and Entergy New Orleans customers out. That's about 240,000 Entergy Louisiana customers and right under 50,000 Entergy New Orleans customers. And the hardest hit areas for us where we've got the most outages, really no surprise based on the track that the hurricane took, Jefferson, Lafourche, Terrebonne, and Ascension for us in Entergy Louisiana. So right now we've got a team of really an army of about 6,600 line workers and vegetation crews. So we work ahead of the storm to partner with our sister utilities across the Entergy footprint and certainly our peer utilities who we've got great partnership with through mutual assistance programs. So we've got all those line workers and those vegetation crews all bedded down and strategically located all across where we thought we were going to have impact so that they're ready to start really at first light right now today to get at the job of assessing and repairing all the damage.
So the sun is coming up, I guess, for people that are without power. And look, Michelle, it's never soon enough, right? It can be 5 minutes and it's too long. But for people that are wondering, when will you get to them? You're telling me and you're confident in saying that as of now, as of daylight, the crews are heading out both in terms of clearing the vegetation to get the linemen to whatever needs to be fixed to fix it?
Right. So today, our main focus is on assessing the damage and developing our restoration plan. And so First Light right now, like you said, we've got crews that are going to be going out. Everybody's got their area that they're assigned to note down what may be on the ground, whether it just be a tree branch on a line that's easy to knock off, or we may have areas where we have poles and wire on the ground. So all of that information comes back in. We assess all of that and develop the plan of attack for getting the lights back on. Certainly, we're methodical in our approach, right? We've got to be mindful of, we've got a lot of critical infrastructure that we've got to be paying attention to. This is, you know, hospitals, infrastructure that provides critical services to the parishes and the communities we serve. So mindful about getting them kind of first priority to get back up and running and then restoring service to all of our customers based on that damage assessment.
Talk about that, if you will, Michelle, because I know what you just said, but I think sometimes what people hear is a little bit different. And for people that are thinking, well, wait a minute, a truck just passed my house, the power's out, why can't you fix this? And I'm not trying to be melodramatic when I say that. I think as human beings, sometimes we all think that. Explain why when people hear assessment, what do you mean assess? Why aren't you just fixing? Explain why there has to be a methodical approach, please, if you can take a couple of minutes to try to talk people through that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Absolutely. So, you know, the poles and wires that run through the neighborhoods where we live, right, the homes that we live in and poles and wires on the streets, that's kind of the last mile of getting electricity to all of our customers. We've got a very complicated system that's upstream of that where we've got transmission lines and electrical substations that you may see on the corners or maybe, you know, off the beaten path a little bit that feed all of the distribution lines that run through the communities that we serve and provide electric service to our end customers. And so we've got to make sure that there's the path, right, to get to all of the homes and businesses. And that's really our first priority, is to make sure that that path exists so that we can get the electricity turned back on.
So is it safe to say, and I'm not trying to put words into your mouth, but for people that are listening right now and are frustrated because they don't have power and maybe they see somebody two streets over with power, tell me how that can be the case.
Right. So the facility, you know, your poles and wires that serve your house, you know, that infrastructure may be perfectly okay. You know, you may not see any poles or wires down. You may have a problem that's upstream of that in some of the facilities that I talked about, the substations and transmission lines that serve those customers. And so basically what you see at your house may not be the cause, or that may not be the the issue. So just because you don't see a problem at your house doesn't mean there's not something upstream that we've got to take care of to get the electrons back flowing to the home.
For people that electrons flowing to the home, that's what it is all about when you get right down to it, isn't it? For people that
absolutely
don't have power, don't have internet access, and they're wondering about, well, how can I check the outage if I don't have power, if I can't go to the outage map? Is it safe to say that, and you and I think have had this conversation before, because of either smart meters or because of the technology, you know as soon as we do when the power goes on, and I'm talking about the consumer, and that from that point you start working on it, so really you're doing everything you can, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And for people that can't check the map, is there really any need in that? And I'm not trying to be not sympathetic about this at all, but I guess what I'm saying is it's not going to matter anyway because the power is going to come on as soon as you all get to it, right? I don't mean it to sound that way either, but...
No, it's a great question. So all of our systems are up and running. To your point, several years ago, we deployed what we called smart meters, advanced metering infrastructure. So we've got the ability to have that intelligence around the status of the power to each building, each home that we serve. And so we do have all of that information. So if you're out of power right now, we know about it because your smart meter is telling us right now that home or that business does not have electricity serving it. We always encourage our customers, if you don't have internet access right now and you can't check the app or you can't go to the view outage map, you're always welcome to call us at 1-800-ENTRGY. We don't discourage you from calling by no means, but we do know that you're out of power right now if you don't have power. As the restoration goes on, and once you start seeing maybe neighbors, folks down on your block getting power back, if you're not back on at that point, that's probably a good sign to go ahead and pick up the phone, because maybe something got missed, and we don't want to take any chances, and we want to make sure that our customers are communicating with us and staying in touch with us. So to your point, we know you're out right now if you're out. We thank you for your patience, because we know any time without electricity is too long, especially in the heat. And it's a stressful situation right now with the storm moving through. So we do thank all of our customers for their patience. And stay in touch with us. If you can get on the internet right now, the View Outage map, it can be accessed at etrviewoutage.com. All of the information's up to date. All of the systems are functioning, so you can see, you know, what areas have power. So maybe go stay with a friend, or maybe, you know, if the roads are safe to pass on and, you know, water's down, you know, venture out. That map, once we get through the restoration process, we'll have more information about restoration status as well.
If I could ask you to speak to these people, and I don't mean that pejoratively, but I'm going to get the text, I know, but just speak to the person that is sitting there without power, that is frustrated, it's going to get hot, they're worried about losing food in the refrigerator or whatever, and they're saying, give me a time frame, when is the power going to be on? You can't tell me more than this. Just talk to that person, if you will, Michelle, and one more time, and explain what the situation is and what the, I guess, the process is.
Yeah, so no, if you're out of power right now, we understand that any time without power is too long. We are working our hardest today. Our main focus for today is getting intel, getting all the information about what is causing your power to be out, getting all that information compiled so that we can get a really strong, solid restoration plan to go attack it and get the power back on as quickly and as safely as possible. Our focus for today is also to develop, for all of our customers that are out of service right now, information so that you can start planning around that and making decisions around your life and your family. So we hope by the end of the day today to be in a better position to be able to say by community, by area, where do we think we're going to be from a restoration perspective? It may not be individual blocks or individual customers, but trying to paint the picture for what we think this restoration is going to look like in terms of days.
And one quick question, when you say assessment, that's not to say that no repairs are going to happen a day, right?
Absolutely not. As our crews are out there where they see opportunities, we're going to be starting to restore customers in parallel with getting all of that information from the field about what damages we have and what's causing the lights to be out.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Michelle, and you know you're welcome to call back. I know you're busy, but whenever you want, if you got any updates for us, we'd love to talk to you. Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service with Entergy Louisiana. I hope we cleared all of that up for you and gave you the information that you need. Speaking of information, we'll get even more from Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng about the flooding in the aftermath of Francine as our coverage continues here on WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com